afternoon. Evan Bray, great to have you here Thursday on the lunch hour. It's been a full morning. We've had lots of great conversations, and I am excited about my next guest. So, you know, we're really watching lots of tragic events playing out in the world. We have got what I'm going to call a fragile peace deal right now between Israel and Hamas. Attention, of course, always looking at the devastating conflict between Ukraine and Russia. Now in its third year, the fighting there, and it's taken a tremendous toll on Ukraine's people, the economy, the infrastructure. And your questions about the path forward, what does a path towards peace look like? We have talked about it on our program. We've had a number of different guests. My next guest, though, brings a perspective that is so important to hear in this discussion. Alex DeRebekov is a Ukrainian father of four children who made the decision to stay in Ukraine. Whatever happens, wanted to stay in Ukraine. And we have been able to, thanks to a connection, Locker, actually, who's on our afternoon Green Zone as a co-host, had spoken with Alex a few years back on a different program and was able to connect us today. Alex DeRebekov, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So can you describe what daily life is like for you and those in Ukraine right now?
Oh, thank you for this question. Actually, it's kind of a new norm for us. Like for the past 3 years, living all, through all these atrocities. In fact, my family experienced the hardest times in the beginning of the invasion when we had to evacuate from the suburbs of Kyiv, where we live, and under the explosions and bombs and you know the military equipment going that our way. We had to leave, and then after the occupation of this territory, we got back. But so we actually experienced a lot of stress in the beginning. Mm-hmm. But kind of we're kind of used to it now.
How I can describe. I was going to say, Alex. I mean, I'm asking you. Does it become your new norm? Is that where you're at with this?
Well, saying new norm, of course, it's not normal. Of course, it's bad, but it's kind of okay. Every day we get up in the morning after sleepless nights and air raid sirens and at times drones flying over the roofs of our houses and these days blackouts that, after Russia started destroying our energy infrastructure again.
Yeah.
We would wake up and there is no electricity. But we are like, okay, everybody goes back to work. The restaurants are being opened. The grocery stores are open. The cars are moving. We went to Kyiv, the capital. We live like 20 kilometers away from Kyiv, but we went to Kyiv last week, and it's like you would never imagine it's the wartime if you didn't see any military people or didn't hear air raid sirens.
So what are some things, Alex, that you and your family are doing different than, you know, when I asked the question about, you know, you've found a way to live your life despite the fact this conflict, this war is going on. But what are some things that you do different? Particularly, you're a father of four children. What's that been like?
Oh, actually, we rebuilt our house. Well, actually, reconstructed our house. That was the place where I'm talking to you right now was occupied in the first months of the invasion. So there were bombs, explosions, tanks, and everything. But we rebuilt it. We moved in, and we installed the solar panels just to protect ourselves from blackouts. We try to support our kids. I have two little kids, 1 year old and 3 years old, and we want to make sure that they live their childhood. Of course, it's not so happy, but at least we are the parents who can make sure that they live it happily, you know, in this very horrible time.
Alex DeRebekov is my guest, Ukrainian resident who's been made the decision to stay in Ukraine, has been documenting life in the country throughout the war. How are communities, whether it's cities, communities, regions of Ukraine, coming together to help one another? You mentioned your area impacted in the early part of the war. It shifted throughout the country, obviously, over these 3 years. How is that support moving around the country, working together as communities?
Yeah, well, lots of people moved from the war areas to safer regions. Again, the place I'm here was not very safe in the beginning, but it's a lot safer now. So lots of people from the eastern regions have moved here. And whenever we hear about such people or from such people, we are supporting as much as possible. In fact, before our call, I was picking up food for a grandmother with a daughter and a granddaughter who do not have any, you know, income at all. So, and I'm going to pick up a basket of about $20, you know, and they will be so happy to receive this as a gift because they have no other ways to support them.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing, and I'm sure there are just endless amount of stories like that. We hear and see reports from Ukraine. I've had different people who have been over there in peacekeeping fashions on the program. We've had people who have left Ukraine as a result of this war, moved to Saskatchewan, come on the program. As someone who has remained there for 3 years, what do you want people here in Canada to know about what's going on in Ukraine?
We feel that, well, at least I know from my friends in the U.S. and Europe and Canada as well, that Ukraine is not covered as much now. So, the internet can allow for the information, and please track what is going on, because the news is kind of tired. The news agencies are kind of tired of us. And we feel kind of abandoned a little bit, I mean, morally and psychologically. On the other hand, we feel a very strong support from Canada as a country. It's one of the biggest supporters of Ukraine overall, and we truly appreciate the support. But if you know anyone in Ukraine, just you know, message them, ask them about how they are, send them some words of support. That's so important. I just got a couple messages from people I don't even know. I just met online a couple years ago, and they have been supporting me, and that's such an important support.
Mm-hmm. Alex De Rebekov is my guest. We're talking to Alex in Ukraine. He is a Ukrainian resident who's a father of four children, made the decision to stay in Ukraine, has been documenting and sharing the experiences that have been going on through this. It's one thing to get a ceasefire. What are your hopes? What are your expectations? Do you believe that you will see a day in the near future where a real peace deal is in place?
Yeah, it's a very hard topic. We all know that Russia does not want to stop. They just don't want to stop. And the only way for this war to stop is that we together, like, I mean, Ukraine, Canada, EU, US, NATO, we stop them. So this is my hope, my big hope. And the news as of the past couple of days are a bit encouraging, as opposed to the news as of a week ago. We really hope that they will come to some positive conclusion. Russia must fall.
Mm-hmm. Is there a way that people can follow you? I know you are quite active on social media.
I have an account on X, and I have been documenting, like keeping a diary of what I was going through from the beginning of the invasion. I also have a Facebook account. You can find me on Alex Terebekov. It's quite a unique name. And I'll be happy if you sign up and follow me.
That's great. Well, as you talk about more words of encouragement and ongoing support, that'll be a great way to feel the support from people here in our province. Alex, I really appreciate you giving us a few minutes to chat. I'm hoping we can stay in touch and maybe have you back on the program, hopefully in the near future, to talk about some positive steps in this conflict.
Thank you so much for having me.
Alex DeRebekov, thank you to Locker, co-host of our Green Zone, who said, you know what, I got a guy that I talked to a few years back. He's been documenting this on social media. If you want to follow him, again, his first name is Alex, last name DeRebekov, and that's DayRabEkov. He's a Ukrainian resident who has made the decision, he and his family, staying in Ukraine no matter what through this war, refusing to be pushed, forced out of his home country. And we appreciate him taking some time to, you know, share something that's very personal, what he's going through, what his family is, and what the country is going through with this war between Ukraine and Russia. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.